is Senator Al Simpson. The Republicans have stepped right up to the plate to reform campaign spending, but those prattling Democrats are really running scared. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, Republicans have come up with an ambitious plan to reform the way the politicians raise their bucks. We want to get rid of that non-party soft money, sewer money, that is not accounted for. We'll reduce the amount of money that a guy can raise outside of his home state. And most of all, we and all Americans want to get rid of the real special interest folks, the political action committees, PACs. But Ted, the Democrats run deep and strong with those old PACs and love their millions. The special interest wolves have been sharpening their rhetoric and their teeth and talk about defeating any lawmaker interested in reforming the campaign system. There is pure arrogance if I ever saw it. Ted, the Republican proposal will take political fundraising out of the grubby hands of the special interest lobbies and put it right back where it once was and belongs, in the hands of individual American citizens.
Al, congressional campaign financing has been a worsening scandal for years. The savings and loan mess made the rot obvious to everyone. As Mark Twain said, we have the best Congress money can buy, and we're 10 times more bought now than in his day. But your Republican reform is defective, Al. No limit on campaign spending, even though runaway spending is a major cause of the problem. Just banning PACs won't stop the smell. SNL crooks will find other ways to buy candidates with cash. I know you don't like using tax dollars for elections, Al, but it's the best way to keep private special interests from corrupting Congress. It's not a new idea. It's worked well for presidential elections. It can take congressional elections off the auction block, too. No more fig leaves, Al. It's time for real reform to stop special interest groups from poisoning our democracy. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off again Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.